This is Cascadia Public Radio.
There's just so many different dynamics taking place here, but what a horrible time for this to take place, for us to worry about this false flag shooter hitting the Pentagon.
Exactly. It is a bad time.
Because
and
it comes to distract us. It's a distractionary issue, don't you think, from talking about the real issues in the economy?
Exactly. No, it does. And you know, sooner or later, people's unemployment is going to run out. Then what do you do? We don't have an economy, but all our real jobs are out of this country, and this country is living on the past, and we're living on the support of Russia, China, and the Middle East. We're being funded by these countries right now as we speak, and you know what? If they decide to pull the rug out of food, period. I mean, this is no joke, and again, the liberal media will not tell this to people. Glenn Beck is not going to tell this to people, and if we should ever have a false flag attack, all radio is going to be off. I mean, there'll be no communication whatsoever. You'll probably have to have a can and attach a string to it, and you have to speak to the other guy across the street.
Okay, without a doubt, you're going to hear more about preparedness. You're going to hear more about these things on talk radio and shows like mine, and all. Yeah, these are issues that I'm going to be trying to explore. I'm going to be going camping next week. By the way, I might not be here next Saturday night, and that's because I'm going to go camping somewhere in the middle of nowhere and just do it at dark. Set up my tent, set up my tarp, whether it's rainy or not. And I suggest that other people do those things while we have the luxury of getting in our car and buying gas for $3 a gallon before it becomes $4 a gallon, before it becomes $5 a gallon, before these things move into the next level. Take advantage of the freedoms while you got them, folks. Be grateful for what you've got.
Exactly. You know who's pretty good is Lindsey Williams. Lindsey Williams says that within a year, and I don't want to misquote him, but he said that basically the dollar will be down by 50%, maybe even 70%. And that resonated with me. Now, I know what he says doesn't come to pass, but this guy has talked to the elite, and you know what? And I can branch off into another subject called media overload, which is all these guys are saying this is going to happen at this date, this date, this date, 2012, Earth changes, Y2K. People are just going to shut this stuff off and say, honey, get me the beer. But I do like Lindsey Williams. I hope what he says doesn't come to pass. I mean, I don't believe in Earth change. I believe in a false flag event. And you know, most people don't even think about it until you lose your job on unemployment, and I think it'll be too late when you see the tanks rolling through the streets.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be shocked. Jeff, we got about 30 seconds, then we're going to go to break. Then we got two phone calls on standby. Last comments?
Yes, I thank you for having me on the show. I know I rattle off a lot of stuff and a lot of subjects, but it does connect together. America is through. Hopefully, we can delay it as much as we can, but pretty much we're done. Thank you for the time, and have a great night.
Thank you, Jeff, for calling in. And you know, I like to respond to all those things. And you know, again, that's the theme of the show: thinking outside the box and getting prepared. Definitely forecasting the storm on the horizon. Marshall, we'll talk to you in a few, and we'll also talk to Charles, who called in from Missouri. I think that this is definitely going to be a big night. It's a lot of different topics and a lot of different ideas that will be thrown out there. 866-841-1065. AlexAnswering.com is the website.
this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Saturday night edition of Outside the Box. Again, I do the show on multiple platforms, Access TV, while it still exists, OracleBroadcasting.com on Saturday nights, and Liberty News Radio during the week. The phone calls, we've got three phone calls on hold. I guess we'll be talking about a variety of things. We'll have to keep it short the more phone calls that come in, so please understand if we have to move to the next phone call. But area code 704, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Alex, what's going on? This is Culture Beast in North Carolina. Loving your program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in from North Carolina.
All right, basically, I just wanted to say, you know, these guys, they're obviously profiling our community, and they're setting up for this false flag. But it's a lot more than that. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, you know, this is a big multi-level psychological attack against, you know, our community, and I don't think we should really just sit around and talk about it like it's another subject, like as if it were HAARP or earthquakes or whatever other topic we talk about. I mean, they're going to make it really hard for us to trust each other within our communities, you know.
That's already happening on YouTube and different videos where people are attacking one another and who's this COINTELPRO, and I know there's legitimate concerns about some people not being very genuine and being all about the money, but I got to tell you, the whole this person's COINTELPRO, it's just so rampant, it's rancid, and it does sometimes keep people from getting involved. This, what they've done, yeah, is just going to make the problem worse.
Right. Well, I mean, I think we need to start talking a lot more and be a little bit more on the preemptive. I mean, we see what they're doing. Let's not talk about it after the fact, after they do something next time. Let's be on top of these guys. There's obviously all these community sites, all these forums. Everybody out there knows which ones I'm talking about. We need to start talking about how they're getting data mined and turned over to NSA and all that stuff that's happening right now. You know, we don't need to wait to figure it all out after it's over. We need to talk about it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, before we go to the next phone call, just lay it out. What angle do you think is being missed that's not being discussed on some of the other shows or talk radio, some of the Patriot shows? What angle do you think is not being touched upon?
This is a blatant psychological attack on our community, as well as being laid out for the other half of the population, you know, for how they're supposed to look at us. But I mean, it's a multi-level psychological.
Well, you know, we all have different ways of dealing with this. For me, it's like things and groups that I'm associated with being put on that list, and knowing that I've taken a risk doing what I've been doing for the past couple of years, and it's I that has to look as a man in the mirror and ask myself how much faith I have in a higher power, more powerful than the New World Order, to continue to do this and believe that I'm going to stay alive. And that takes some serious soul searching, and that's where I'm at right now. And I think we all got to do that soul searching. I think that a lot of people out there shouldn't be afraid if they're just emailing and listening to shows like this. It's about some of us that are on the front lines that are public figures, in my opinion, that are actively pointing out a lot of info, just not simply blogging. And so pay attention to what happens to other people out there, larger talk show hosts, in the future. I mean, I speculate that if they do come for us, they'll do it all at once. There won't be a warning, but then again, there could be. And so we'll have to be very vigilant, be very watchful, let people know this is a psyop, as you say, and it's likely that this is going to lead to larger things. It's what I'm concerned about. But again, I'm the guy that's got to be fearless. Otherwise, there's no point in even doing this show for free, which I am. There's no point because there's no financial gain to it. It's based on a belief or an idea that we're going to win, and that's what's tough. So they're pulling a PSYOP trying to convince us we're not going to win now because they are completely coming out saying, we are watching you and any of you guys out there, any of you associated with We Are Change. We've got your number. We've got your digits. We know what your mom eats for lunch. We've got your IP. Any of you guys associated with We Are Change. Liberty News Radio, they're on the list too. They go state by state. I'm ranting now, but I know what you're saying, and you're right.
I think they're going to come in one sweep, and I hope that our community is can realize that this is definitely a full out first attack on our community, and we at least need to be aware of that and monitor this whole PSYOP situation. And I'm going to get off the air, man. Thanks a lot, and watch out for those crazies in the night.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, and we're going to talk to some of the other callers as well. Charles in Missouri, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot, Alex. I just wanted to talk, earlier I was talking to Freeman, and we were talking about the viewing 9/11 from more of an occult ritual aspect, and I think sometimes that really gets overlooked. But I mean, I was telling Freeman though, I was already pretty much in the alternate research back then, so I was doing a lot of occult research and stuff back then. And so right away, I just knew just the way everything was revolving around the number 11, and I could tell it was some sort of ritual. What we were talking about, and even the towers themselves sort of resemble a big number 11. And, it's interesting. Have you done anything on just like the numerology or talking about the number 11?
I can't recall that I've done recently. I can recall immediately after investigating 9/11 as being an inside job back in 2001, 2002. Already way back when people were talking about the 11 synchronicities, the 1 year anniversary of the New York lottery, 9/11 came up. So many different facts. The facts that the tarot deck looks like two buildings, that looks like an 11. Some sort of tarot deck symbolism that potentially is being used. The idea that the Pentagon began construction on September 11th, 1941. The idea that there was some sort of event in Chile, a coup perhaps, I believe, on September 11th, 1973. The 9/11. Let's keep going here. September 11th, 2001, all the way to the Madrid bombings. In 2004, 911 days. And so whether it's the calling card, the New World Order, the extraterrestrials, the reptilians, whatever it is, or it's some sort of synchronicity in the universe, certainly I'd like to know. I am one of those that has the 11-11. I am one of those that wakes up in the middle of the night and sees any combinations of ones and threes, and especially 30.
Yeah, me too.
Numbers that are literally in your dreams. And so I have my own question about why certain numbers continue to pop up.
Right. Numerology. My life path number is 11 as well. So I happen to know a lot about numerology, and they refer to 11 and 22 as master numbers. And I just find it interesting though that other people that have this 11 master number as their path of life. Ron Reagan, Bin Laden, and Mussolini are all 11 life path people. So Benito Mussolini,
there's so many different
things.
But I think in the future, and I think it's important for us to continue to investigate things like this. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I just want to thank you very much. Doing a good job. Have a good night.
Well, it's a complex topic, Charles, but certainly we can try to approach that. Synchronicities and 9/11 numerology, it's very, very interesting. Again, 311's right around the corner, folks. Mo in Oregon, up next, 866-841-1065.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
I'd like to believe that. That it's going to be all right. And that I'm going to be okay in a couple months. And I'm going to have a place to live when these things implode. And I'm grateful for the fact that I've been able to do what I've done with not a lot of money. And being disowned by your mom and your dad to a certain degree, because you talk about things that are different. You talk about 9/11. You talk about things, you know, there are things that are out there that make people feel uncomfortable, but I've done it anyway. And I'm curious to see what the future holds. And I'm curious to see how much people are going to come together and put aside their infighting here in the Pacific Northwest. A lot of people have egos. The bike riders versus the cars, the blacks versus the whites, the rich versus the poor. All these people in universities think it only needs just a class war. But yet they don't realize that a lot of us are on the same team and don't need to be looking at each other to point the finger. We need to be looking at the system. There's a lot of people that just think everything's COINTELPRO. Everything's about people in the movement, and it's all so, oh, it's all, and they're just looking back and forth, twitching like a drug addict, basically. And it's sad. And then you talk about spiritual stuff, and they get, you know, kind of, ooh. It's like, humans don't all necessarily agree on things. Now, that's what's lacking. That's why we're in this mess, because we're constantly insulting one another. We're not coming together. And there are some of us, though, that do come outside that box. And, you know, I do a meetup group still every week, but now it's with friends, not just anybody. And I try to talk less about the news and talk more about, you know, edible plants, gardening, doing something in the community. There's a lot more interest in people in the group that want to build a home out of cob. I've never done that. There's a lot of people around me that know how to do that, that know how to make, like, a structure with very few materials. I want to learn that. I've never done that before. I want to learn how to build something with my bare hands. I want to learn more about numerology, astrology, things that have fascinated me since I was a little kid, things I haven't fully investigated yet, but I feel like calling to learn more about and to answer these synchronicities that are happening all around me. That's one of my favorite topics to discuss with Freeman. It was synchronicity that brought us together, and synchronicity that helped me bring him and Clyde Lewis together. And it's just, like, very, very interesting and inspiring to meet so many intelligent people in this movement, and also very challenging to meet so many people that want to destabilize and cause infighting and cause self-doubt, to cause you to react with anger, to be literally, to mirror their energy. That's also interesting. I have a roommate that has some tendencies to be a little bit violent, frankly, to let the audience know. I have a horrible home life, and I have to find a way to move in the next couple, you know, whatever, because, again, I'm in the situation of living with unstable people, and we only got $300 or $400 a month to work with. Sometimes your options are fairly limited. And so it's constantly a matter of finding the right living space to where maybe I can do a show like this and not feel like I'm a Jew living in Nazi Germany. And so far, that's what this universe has provided me with, hopefully through whatever the law of attraction, or maybe more people waking up. That could change in the future. But for now, don't ever think I'm some star, because you've seen videos of me on YouTube and you don't like some of the things that I'm saying, that I'm up here on a mountain, that I'm, I've got it all together. You know, I've made it. I'm some star. I'm trying to be a star. Or I'm in this for the money. No, I'm in this to connect with my real brothers and sisters out there that understand what I'm talking about and understand the pain that I feel and have the same vision for a better world where there's less people hating on one another. That's the energy I'm trying to attract. And I'm trying to repel the warring, let's fight, let's destroy one another and point the finger energy. And that takes a little bit of mastery of the mind, folks. Maybe a little bit more meditation on my part. But I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying to do the very best that I can to eliminate those unhealthy things from my life that I think hold me back. I think we all should, whether it be drinking or smoking cigarettes or eating GMO food. At least let's be honest with ourselves about things we might want to change. It's much bigger than the New World Order. I can testify to that, not only for myself, but what I've seen in others. It's much bigger than the CMP. It's much bigger than nefarious groups. They're not in charge of your emotional, vibrational state of being. You are. And so we can choose to be happy or we can choose to be sad. And it's hard for me to be fully happy researching all this information and not feeling appreciated by my peers or people in my community. But I still march on into the future, hoping one day I'll be able to be a news reporter and be happy, have those wonderful things in life that I desire. And it's hard to hold that vision knowing what's coming, knowing the economy's crashing, knowing that, you know, my parents are not likely to wake up in the near future, either of them. That I'll continue to look like an alien with two heads on to most women, for example, that live in the Portland, Oregon metropolitan area. Because I, talk about different things that makes women of the Northwest a little bit nervous. Not so much in other cities. It's interesting. And so these are all just different questions I ask myself. Why does the universe function the way it does? And how can I use these things, the crises, whatever, challenges, to catapult me to the next level? And with that, I've said enough, but life's not what it seems. Never, ever, ever judge a book by its cover. There's a reason for everything. We're all human here. Nobody's perfect. And with that, we'll go to Mo in Oregon. And with that, we have open lines after him. 866-841-1065. Go ahead, Mo.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And right now, U.S. payroll shrank by 36,000 in February. We are just in the, today is only 6th of the February. So the rest will be coming later on. And Obama's assault on the public education, President Obama's public support for the mass firing of teachers at the Rhode Island High School in declaration of war on all teachers and on the working class as a whole. No U.S. president has so openly supported the mass victimization of workers since Ronald Reagan fired at the PATCO air traffic controller in 1981. Obama's intervention against teachers in Central Falls High School is motivated by reactionary aims. And while in Los Angeles, also unified school district, on Tuesday, they gave pink receipt to 5,200 teachers, and also San Francisco announced 900 teachers layoff and pink receipt, and Detroit Emergency Financial Director Robert Bob said also he would close 40 schools on top of 29 targeted last year, and in Kansas City, Missouri, a school district announced this week also closing 26 of 61 schools. And Mr. Robert Bob just received $81,000 raise and bringing his salary to $425,000. What a shame. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on as well, and other headlines that we're going to mention in terms of the economy tonight. I heard some stuff about Citibank, Citigroup, saying that, hey, you know, coming up here in April, we reserve the right to say you cannot withdraw your money from the bank unless you give us 7 days' notice. And then there was some great concern about unemployment benefits. Hate to admit that I'm on them until July. I'm already on the extension. After that, it gets scary. Wish me luck, folks. Donate if you can. AlexAnswer.com is a website. An interesting time, knowing the writing's on the wall, that it's a matter of time before you run out of money. There was a great concern about some stimulus package or bill that didn't pass or almost didn't pass, Mo, I'm not sure, that dealt with about 1 million people on extensions.
Actually, yeah, more than that, but right now...
So did the bill pass or did the bill not pass?
They are not giving Tier 1. Yeah, it hasn't passed yet. It's Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, then you go on high EUC, then high EB, but they are not giving you Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 because your UI must be finished by February, end of February. And so a lot of people in that category or those people who are finishing March, they have to go to high EUC. And so they are not getting Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4. So that's, it's disgusting. I mean, that's mass victimization of the old workers in the United States of America. And that's why people are happy in Denmark and living their life, and education is free, and everybody may pay about 60% on average in taxes, but nobody is homeless in Denmark, there is no crime in Denmark, people are super happy in Denmark.
All right, Mo, I want to thank you for your call. I need to get my focus back here in the next couple seconds here and cover some other pieces of news. 866-841-1065. I'll be back, folks. Try to keep this very entertaining and very informative and real all at the same time. It's a challenge, I know, but a challenge I want to meet.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. You know, before I go any further, I want to mention some interesting headlines here. Furious EU approves GM potato. Potato. You say potato. I say GMO Franken potato. Furious EU approves GM Franken potato tots. Critics claim plant could spread antibiotic-resistant diseases to humans. By the way, it's good to get prepared, stock up on stuff. I'll tell you what, cans you have, they're not healthy. They're not safe. BPA, baby. Mm-hmm. It's hot. I know it is. The inner layer of those cans leaches BPA, bisphenol A. You just can't win, can you? But, hey, also, in this viral situation, though, whether it's organic or not really doesn't matter, does it? And that's what that food's for. Something to keep you alive. There are people that are still alive after eating years of that stuff, so you have to weigh the pros and the cons very, very carefully now when it comes to survival. But in terms of just eating stuff on a daily basis, just because the garbanzo beans are organic doesn't mean that the can that came in is. In fact, I made some hummus tonight. Two cans. Got to use garlic. Got to use lemon juice. You know, I add some cayenne powder as well. Some salt. Some tahini. Great tahini is really good, by the way. Just a spoon and eat it. Bad tahini is really bad, I found. But... you know, things like that could definitely keep the cost down if you're eating healthier. And hummus is one of those things that's just actually really expensive, in my opinion. Like $3 for just this little bit that, you know, I probably can eat in about 5 minutes. Or $5 for a container. Hummus, there's a lot of hummus options in Portland. Yet I'm amazed. See, I can talk about more than conspiracies. Yet I'm amazed how many people don't know how to make hummus. Like, they've never boiled garbanzo beans. They don't know what a camut berry is. Some of you know what it is. It's an ancient grain, 65 more percent more amino acids than regular wheat, 40% more protein. It's an ancient Egyptian grain. You know, there's different types of foods out there that people that aspire to be organic and whatnot don't know how to make. I mean, face it, we live in a your way, right away, Burger King society. And how many people know they can eat dandelions or make their own nettle tea that'll be good for them, that'll help cure some of their allergies or at least help the process along? This is allergy season. I'll tell you what, a lot of people feel like crap right now. I don't know whether it's the chemtrails. I'll tell you what, weather report, Portland today, it was supposed to be completely, like, totally sunny. And in my opinion, it was really sunny out there beyond the layer of the chemtrails, which were especially thick lately in Portland for those of you that have been looking up. And I don't know what to say to those people that think there's stuff coming out of their skin. Alex, help me.
Help me. There's stuff in my head. There's stuff in my skin. Oh, my God. I'm picking it out with my teeth. Help.
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 I'm like, man, I'm just trying to pay my bills. I can't help you. I'm trying to help myself. I don't know what to tell you what to do. Get some olive leaf extract. God darn, we need them as a sponsor. Somebody. Something to cleanse your body. Yes, use some colloidal silver. I mean, something. Stay out of that chlorine shower. I wish I could. I get in the shower to think about all the energy, all the consciousness, all the trauma of those water molecules that have been through all of those pipes and all of the different water treatment systems, blasted with ammonia, blasted with chlorine, and now hitting my body and going, wow. You know, I hope the water's not that bad. I went out of this matrix just as bad as some of you, and if I could click my heels together and say there's no place like home three times, hey, I'd do it. And maybe it is that easy, you know. People just say, use the law of attraction. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I guess we'll also see if there's a destiny for some of us, too, that goes beyond what we want to manifest for our own lives, but, you know, there could be a destiny to our lives. Okay, a couple other headlines I'm going to mention as well. You know, CNN talked about China this week. They said China, that they said communism was good for women in a special on Mao Zedong recently. This is very interesting to see China get promoted, don't you? I mean, look at how much they've bailed out in our country. At what point does China bail out our media? Or have they already, and they just haven't told us yet? And so lots of stuff taking place on that front with China. Here's a side headline available at blacklistthenews.com. U.S. Titans missile shield encirclement of China and Russia. You know, it's because of articles like this, the DOD and FEMA and CENTCOM are pretty much saving every page that, goes up on blacklistthenews.com. There's a lot of websites out there that aren't covering the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. They don't have the guts to talk about it. Frankly, folks, it scares people. It terrifies people to think that war could ever maybe one day come here to the United States of America. You know? It scares people to know that there are long-term consequences to a country that goes broke. Tell you what, instinctively, I think there's a lot of reasons why people want to learn more about our birth certificates and why our names are in capital letters. They want to know while we're considered collateral against our nation's debt. Why? Are these nightmarish realities, God, you know, I'm not trying to be negative here, I'm trying to be realistic. Have we been gifted with the ability to see what's coming in the future for the purpose of us to, oh, I don't know, get out of the way of the sledgehammer, the baseball bat, coming in the direction of our cerebral cortex? Are we perhaps gifted enough to see that arrow coming towards our head and be able to move a split second before we're shot? You know, it's just stuff to ponder. So we mentioned that article with China, and we probably should talk about earthquakes tonight as well. Again, the great debate: is it natural or is it harp? Is everything harp? Harp, harp, harp. Harp, 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 harp. Everything is harp, 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 harp. Oh, really? I think there were things going on the planet before harp came into existence. So you see the dilemma that we're in the research community, or those of us that really want to stick with the facts. What is naturally coming as a result of massive solar flares, solar activity, and what's being caused by harp, or is harp, I think we talked about this last week, simply being flipped on by the elites at particular places in the planet, or it's flipped on, harp is, and they're directing these earthquakes to happen at certain parts of the planet, when we're going through solar maximum, or when we have a number of solar flares, or massive coronal ejections firing away from the sun. It's been said that we had a lot of solar activity during Hurricane Katrina, yet it appears to be a very unnatural storm at the way that it was steered in at a 90-degree angle towards New Orleans, where they usually don't have hurricanes like that, at least not that far inland, at least not like that. So these are all things we need to think about, in my opinion, without jumping to conclusions. Folks, the second hour is coming up in just a bit. AlexAnsory.com is the website. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/AlexAnsory. And the number to call in to get in on the air is 866-841-1065. If you're listening in Texas, we ask that you call 512-904-8014. I'm Alex Ansory. This is Outside the Box on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
All right, welcome back to How I'm Spending My Saturday Night, OracleBroadcasting.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the place for the kids that are too cool for school. Certainly, we're too hip for school. We know way too much. We're so beyond where they're at. We have our pants pulled up. We've cleaned off the snot that was on our nose long, long ago. Okay. We stop drooling all over the place. We're able to stand up tall and sit up straight, okay? Let us just pray for our fellow brothers and sisters with the long, long, lost, confused droolers out there of the world that are randomly walking out. Thank God they must have guardian angels. I know we all at times. Crossing the street, having no regard for their own safety. Yet these very same people have very detailed arguments on why we should stay the course in Iraq and Afghanistan, and why certainly 9/11 was not an inside job. Yet they don't appear to be interested in anything else other than the next episode of Lost, American Idol, when that's in season, and all the breasts they get to stare at on that particular program, and people that liken themselves to be real musicians. They love watching the show with Donald Trump, You're Fired, because there's a little bit of reality in that, and it's all just a joke if they can watch it on NBC, and it's a sitcom, and oh, television, oh my God. Somebody fire another example at me. Just call in and do a shout out. We got a phone call, 503 area code. Just so many different. I'm having this migraine now just thinking about. Oh my God, television. Red Dawn's coming out 2010 in September 2010. How's that for predictive programming? The Chinese invade America, folks. They invade America. They. All right, so we have a 503 area code caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to tell you, don't give up. This is getting out there in the weirdest ways. And in my business, I work construction, and I had somebody on a construction site tell me something like almost 2 years ago about New World Order, and it freaked me out, and I couldn't stand him. I didn't want to talk to him. I thought he was berserk. But then I started researching things on my own, and everything he told me was true. And now I have started researching things, and I've been learning. I'm listening to you. I'm listening. I read Alex Jones, but I don't really absorb a lot of it. And don't give up. People are waking up, because now even the simplest things, like on my construction site, like with these earthquakes, I told my crew that just stay calm. People might be freaking out around you. We're a little bit off center now because the earth's slightly tilted. We're on a major full moon right now, and that's affecting our emotions. And just stay calm and don't pay attention if things look like they're going out of hand. Just do your job and you'll be fine. And
oh,
sure
yeah.
Enough, things kind of went whack.
Full moon,
yeah,
and emotions.
Kind of went
whack. Full moons, sadder feelings, yeah, they were intensified.
Yes, but I don't care if I look loony or crazy. I tell them, and I tell them the facts about it. This is what's going on, and this is what we have to deal with. And if you feel a surge of anger or temper, or you can't deal with something, you got to force yourself to let it go. And unfortunately, I found out one of the ladies that I've been dealing with.
Wow, we have a break coming up. This sounds very, very interesting. And I've been trying to tell people, too, there's something going on up there that's affecting our moods. More on the way, friends, with our phone call from Portland. I was actually having a conversation today at one of my meetup groups, and we were talking about, you know, so I'm theorizing about solar flare sun cycles and periods of more intense activity and even riots and things like that, and I feel like we're going back into that. I mean, it's not just me that feels that way. There's just not enough people that are connecting the dots between full moon, solar flares, and just massive excitement in terms of, like, people, behavior, and earthquakes. So anyway, going back to the caller, you're basically telling people at a construction site to keep their cool because the stuff's going on. And go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had you on mute there.
I don't want to touch your stuff. Okay. I'm just telling them straight up, you know, if we're working night projects and there's still regular people coming in and out during construction, and I'm just telling them, you know, if somebody reacts, if somebody's upset or angry, just stop what you're doing and just sit there and wait for somebody in management to come by and deal with it. Don't talk to them. Don't get upset with them. Don't feel like they're interfering with your job. I don't mind if you have to wait 15 minutes for weird events here and there. It's just part of the job. Just stay calm. And I've taught my children, my daughters are all adults now, but I've taught them the same thing. We're emotional beings, and we have to be aware of what's happening in our environment and how it's going to affect us. And if you're aware of it, you can be okay with it. You can handle it. And the more people you tell, and about waking up, when I woke up a couple of years ago, it was really painful. It hurt. It was hard to see what this world was really going on. It was painful to see that my ideas, I'd always been like knowing, you know, open mind about God, like the true prime creator of God, but to try to understand there's sub-creators underneath that, just like you have a prime contractor and you have subcontractors, that was hard to grasp. And it was hard to, it hurt. It hurt that somebody would deliberately genetically manipulate us for their intense purposes of slavery. And that sounds so weird. You cannot just go out and say that to people. You cannot lay that on them because it's too much, it's too hard, it's too fast. But what you can say is one of the guys I was talking to was really searching in his religion and really getting deep into it. And I made one comment to him that it really shook him up. But all it takes is one comment to start reassessing. And I first told him, you know, I was in Lutheran religion and I was baptized and confirmed and did the retreat. But one thing I had a really hard time with is, why would God tell us to eat his flesh and drink his blood? Isn't that cannibalism? And that, like, freaked him out. But just that tiny one statement of questioning. I didn't say he was wrong. I didn't fight. I just said to him, if we're spirit, what has the flesh got to do with our pure spirit? Why would we have to eat it and drink it? Like, something is just really off there, and I can't do it. So the simplest of comments, the simplest of kindnesses, like when you are talking to somebody, really look in their eyes. Even for a one-minute conversation in an elevator, look at them and genuinely ask them, how's your day? And if you really look at them, they'll tell you if they're having a tough time or if they're having a great day, and you can share that. You don't have to express your opinion of it. Just listen, and that person's already uplifted, just being able to be honest for that moment. And I think that's what we're really missing, is being able to make an honest statement from heart to heart. And it's easy to break through. It's easy to open that up. And that's it.
Well, thank you for sharing. And I understand everything that you're saying. Hey, I'm glad you're listening to Oracle. Keep telling people about it, at least.
Yeah, I will. And don't give up on what you're doing, because it's crucial. And just one sentence can change somebody's life. It changed my life.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'll thank you for your call. I'm not going to give up. I'll try to be as positive as I can. I know there are challenges ahead, and that's what scares me. I know friggin' too damn much, and that's what gets in my way. And here's what gets in my way, everyone listening. And so I can just project so much into the future, and based upon that, can see so many ways that can cause my demise. And see, that's the problem with knowing too much. I was told since I was a little kid, I know too much, I think too much. But certainly, that's what I can say. And why do I get real personal with some of the things that I consider to be my challenges? To hopefully inspire some of you out there that are just beginning to wake up, and I try to tell you about some of the mistakes I've made in life I've made. For Christ's sakes, folks, I shot heroin for a number of years before I started doing the show. Sometimes I talk about that, sometimes I don't. I love to just throw it out there and remind you that, you know, I didn't grow up being a junkie, or never did I, you know, go real down the barrel, but I hurt myself in my own way prior to waking up to some of these things, and when I did, it changed my life in a big, big way in 2002, 2003. Definitely when 9/11 happened, I was waking up in jail. And yet I grew up, you know, well, you would not anticipate that would have happened to me. Even though I did come from an abusive childhood on both sides, it helped lead me in that direction of heroin's the only thing that'll take away the pain for a time being. But everything I experienced definitely took me to a greater state of being and awareness and desire to take on this darkness that seems to be around us and direct not only my generation but our people. Old people on the planet at times, this dark energy that likes to lead us astray, that goes beyond racial lines, that goes beyond nationality, just goes beyond so many different things, whether it comes in the form of trying to lead us down the road of putting drugs in our bodies so we die and self-destruct, or it leads us down the road where we let the demon inside and we go kill somebody else for money, become a mercenary, so we can go along and get along in the system. Evil in all the different forms that it comes. A lot of us feel we were born to, take on this dark energy that wants to consume our species. Again, we have free will. And some people believe that free will doesn't exist, that everything's destined. Experience has shown me that it does. And that we have choices to make, and where we go in this universe is just, it's dependent on how we respond to the challenges that life throws at us. And so, yeah, we'll be back in a few. 866-841-1065. Let's talk about some other things. Let's certainly talk about a number of other things. The earthquake. We're talking about the earthquake that hit Taiwan. Again, if you want to call in and weigh in on what you think, the best argument for why HAARP caused the earthquake in Chile, I'd be happy to hear it. So far, most people believe, it seems, that this is natural and that the man-made earthquake was what took place in Chile. But again, jury's still out. We'll be back in a few, folks. What we think about 2012, kind of like whether we like Obama or not. You know, let's not make it a divisive issue because we're going to be there in due time. We're literally right around the corner. The midnight hour is close at hand. 866-841-1065. 866-841-1065. AlexAnswery.com is the website. Alex_Ansery is the email. And the P.O. Box is 12743, Portland, Oregon, 97219. P.O. Box 12743, Portland, Oregon, 97219. And in terms of some of the other headlines here, we're going to go over to roguegovernment.com. A fan of some of the headlines that are posted. Not certainly a fan of the webmaster himself. Iran's Ahmadinejad, 9/11 attacks, a big lie. Iran's hardline President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on Saturday called the official version of the 9/11 attacks a big lie, used by the U.S. as an excuse for the war on terror, state media reported. Now, this is not the first time that Ahmadinejad has said such a thing, that he's talked about the reality of 9/11, but the reality is we don't know very much about Ahmadinejad. We don't know very much at all about this man that also calls for a new world order, a new world financial system. And it's too bad. It's too bad that we don't know enough about this particular gentleman, but you can't trust anything anymore. You can't trust the way they're trying to frame things, the way they're trying to pit the people against one another on a global level. You know, they say revolution is brewing in China in this particular report, and we can only hope. But we know that they are being groomed for war in the future, that their current job structure to a certain degree is being destroyed like ours, and so like us, future jobs will be military jobs, okay, for their people. And so when I go and take a look at what's going on in China right now, there's concern about stability there because of the massive, like our country, rich and poor gap. And so there's concerns on whether they'll be able to maintain stability over the course of the next couple months to couple years. It's all a matter of how much the people are willing to take. And personally, I think they want a number of events, violent attacks against the governments of the world, so they have the pretext to launch the smackdown. But they only want it within a certain framework. To a certain extent, they want resistance. To a certain extent, the extent that they can control. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you can't, even if you're a woman, you can't necessarily just blog about that stuff. You can blog and be an activist, but I wouldn't be so arrogant as to think that you can talk arrogantly about taking on the government on Facebook. In fact, I told a friend this the other day, that she probably shouldn't, cheer when she hears about something like, a Joe Stack flying his plane into a building. Again, you know, his daughter did not necessarily believe that letter he wrote, that manifesto that was changed 27 times. She didn't believe that that was her father's writing. I think we should think about what her daughter said about her father. Again, he was married. He had a plane, for Christ's sake, a house. You know, if I had a daughter, a wife, a plane, a home, even if I lost, $40,000 like he claimed he lost, I'd be pretty darn happy. But you know, some people aren't happy with things like that. It's true. It's true. It's heartbreaking when you read about men that kill their wives. because they lose everything, and that's sad. And that's another reason why I do what I do. So people at least know what's coming, you know, so they don't stay, you know, so invested in the stock market, in the system. They just let it ride, baby. Just let it ride, honey. Oh, yeah, we've got 20,000 in the stock market. Let's make it 22. Let's make it 25. It's like they're playing video poker, like a bing, bing, you know. You know what it's like when you're playing video poker and you've had a couple beers. You're like, just one more dollar. You second, like, well, you don't know. Well, I don't really know either. But tell you what, I don't ever play. But you know what? I need more money than ever right now, and I put in a dollar or two, and I felt that. I'm like, come on, universe. If you're gonna provide, if I'm meant to win, I don't need to gamble. You just provide. Here, I'll create the. You know, put a PayPal button up, but, you know, it seems kind of like non-operable lately, the way things are going, or everybody's broke. So, like, here, let me allow the universe to channel money through me. Let's apply law of attraction this way. Here's a dollar. And like, you know, it's funny because the machine will mess with you. Out of $1, it'll take it up to 4 or 5, and then it'll take it all from you. You just got to know when to pull out. But I don't believe in gambling. I don't believe in gambling via video poker. I don't believe in gambling on Wall Street. And some people think that's naive. You know, I think it's strange to meet the people out there that know how to professionally gamble, that make a living or somehow try to pay their rent gambling, because in the end, the house always wins. I don't know where I'm going with that, with this whole analogy, but basically, okay, if you think you're just going to let it ride in the stock market, it's no different than playing video poker. It's the same thing. You know, the economics of today are not the... I mean, I would... You know, Christmas was not too long ago. How many parents do you think sat down with their teenage daughters, teenage sons, and had a good heart-to-heart talk with them about the economic realities of the future? How many parents do you think sat down with their kids and told them why Santa Claus was MIA this year? Don't lie to them, okay? They're already friggin' crying. Do not lie to them. Don't just say, Santa lost the address, Susie. I'm sorry, Santa lost the address. We wrote him. He promised Susie he'll bring you that shiny red bike next year. Santa promised. Don't lie to them. Won't you tell them the truth why Santa just... did a flyby. You tell them what the bankers did. You tell them where the bad man is. Tell them about the bad man. Bad man. The big banks, bad man. It's not just about the man in the car that wants to give you candy, that wants to take pictures of you, that wants to take you away and tie you up, throw you in the river. It's about the other bad men. They want you to sign. Sign on the dotted lot. On the dotted line, sign right there. Let us put the handcuffs on you. There. Let us put the gag on you. Oh, yeah, this is getting hot. You're going to be our dog. That's right. No, you got to teach your kid how not to get in that car, how not to sign their name on that dotted line. Once you give them that, tell your friends to give their kids a Christmas present that might help them stay out of a debtor's prison. We'll see you in a few.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, yes, certainly mastery of the mind comes from saying, hey, I'm totally happy living in a prison. I'm totally happy eating my prison chow. I'm totally happy wearing my prison garb. I mean, it's good. it's good to be able to master the mind to be able to coexist in this reality and party like it's 1929 or 28, I should say. Would be fun to go back in a time machine to go back and kind of live it up. Well, you still could. I'll tell you, go back to the good old days. Go back in a time machine to the 1970s, 1980s. That'd just be interesting with the knowledge that I have. Oh, boy. Maybe like Back to the Future. Go back. Go back in time. Back to the Future. It's one of those little sports almanacs. Just gamble your way towards the future. At least, you know, you can win then. The house won't win. In that case, when you've got a time machine, that'd be fun. But it's interesting. It's certainly a very, very interesting. We have a chat room, by the way. Half the time, we've got nutcases in there. They just want to talk smack because most people don't make phone calls anymore because they don't like the sound of their own voice on the radio. They're shy. Big trend in shyness and lack of belief in yourself to say something interesting. But for those in the minority of the herd, very small segment of the listening audience that's comfortable with the sounds of their vocal cords, 866-841-1065, although we do have some interesting people that are in the chat room tonight. Just thought I would throw it out there. I never really started a forum, and I wish I had started that in a newsletter 5 years ago when I started getting emails, and I've literally gotten thousands of emails from people that have watched the show locally over the years, and I'm trying to stay positive here. With the amount of time that we have left at Access TV, for example, or on OracleBroadcasting.com, there's a lot of great potential to talk about a lot of things and bring a lot of people together that I can't necessarily do, but I think others can do, and others have the ability to do. And I think on some levels it's happening, but people should not give up. Here are the callers reminding me not to give up, and I got to remind myself to keep the faith up even though I'm not giving up, or be happy in a very unenlightened world. Unenlightened. I know some people think everything's perfect and everything happens for a reason. I believe everything happens for a reason, but not that everything's perfect, if you will. I believe that we're where we are because of the karmic connection to the previous generation. Because we're all connected, we're all one. That's not all peaches and cream, because we're not all one. Some of the not so good stuff about our past just gets kind of pushed onward towards the next generation. How's the next generation after ours going to be any different? It won't. The stuff we leave behind, the garbage we leave behind, the energy we leave behind, the teachings we leave behind, the schools we leave behind. All that's very, very important. Calling into talk shows, calling in even if you disagree, taking it beyond chat rooms and forums, and actually using your voice. Your voice. Because please, my friends, hear my call before we go to the next break. We'll segue here. Do not let the machine that we're living in turn you into a machine. Never stop talking to people. Don't let yourself get assimilated into a world where you just live in chat rooms and you just text. Or live your life through a Facebook or a MySpace or a forum, using your fingers to text information back and forth, thinking that this is the future, this is reality, using technology to communicate with one another. It's a tool that we have, but it should be used as a tool, not as the sole primary weapon against the new world order, peaceful weapon, that is. We're waging war with ideas, not in a negative way or warful way, but warring way, rather, but in a peaceful way, waging a peaceful war, spiritual war, if you will, with ideas. We're blogging over the internet, And so we've got to balance using the internet with real action. I mean, some people are, hey, Alex Hansen is really impressive because he gets out there and he bullhorns and he has street demonstrations. I don't think that makes me anybody special. I happen to think that that's normal. I happen to think that some of the chat room says they check their Facebook like 100 times a day. And I think at this point, so do I. Because, again, most of the support that I get are people like you, those of you in the chat room, those of you on Facebook. And I just keep hoping. I mean, I know I'm old-fashioned, guys. I'm just not in with the times. I'm an old-timer. Hell, I just turned 30. I think the future is in the flesh, friends. That's what being prepared is about. Even people that want to argue and say, you're part of a grand conspiracy because you don't say the Jews are behind it all. Well, let's have coffee. Let's talk about it. Let's be able to look into each other's eyes. But until you're able to actually have a conversation with someone and actually sit down with them and have your mocha, have your argument, yell at each other if you need to, but at least do it in person. But in this day and age, you know, you see a lot of impersonal levels of communication, attacks. Because we're not the same people anymore. We've got just so much stuff going on and so many bad things going on. Nobody knows who to trust anymore. I wish, I swear to God, folks, that I had the perfect answer to give you, solution, whatever. But just because I don't doesn't mean I can't talk about these things. We've got to highlight what's wrong. We've got to talk about it. We've got to plant the seeds. We've got to start taking a look at these things. We've got to clean up our dirt. We've got to look in the mirror. We've got a phone call. Doug in Oklahoma, and we're going to go to him. And then we've got a break. Go ahead, Doug.
How are you, Mr. Ansari?
Hey, Doug. I'm doing pretty good on a soon-to-be spring Saturday night in Portland.
Sure. I got to be honest. I was on the phone, you know, talking to, you know, friends, a couple different friends about, you know, politics and life in general and, you know, dealings with the, you know, federales and whatnot. So I have not heard much of your conversation, you know, in your broadcast this evening. I do have a couple questions for you, and I apologize if this has already been mentioned. One, do you have any thoughts on NASA funding ISIS?
NASA funding what now? And what is the secondary group that you mentioned?
Well, I guess I'm kind of losing my thought. I didn't have my notes written down. But I mean, one, you know, that came out this week is that NASA, you know, they're shutting down the entire space program, and allegedly they, you know, after 50 years and $50 billion, they, you know, find ice on the moon. I think I said Mars. I meant the moon.
Yeah, I know that announcement has been out at least a month, and so it looks like there's a bunch of privatized space programs that are. It's weird because I just got a call about this the other day. From someone in Portland, and so obviously you're not the only person interested in this. I mean, the question is, this whole thing about bombing the moon and whatnot, what was that all about? And so, you know, we haven't been given the answers, and there's a lot of concern focused on the moon right now. I'm jumping all over the page, but you're launching into a huge can of worms. I'm not the expert on that. Do I think top secret stuff's going on that's doing God knows what? Of course I do. But I don't know exactly what's going on and how to separate conspiracy theory at this point from conspiracy fact. On the fact that NASA was founded by Nazis, and NASA's given us a little bit of truth in talking about the solar flares and solar sunspot cycle 24, which I'm sure you've heard about if you're following NASA. But that doesn't mean that they're giving us the full truth or that... I mean, NASA's classified meteorites by now and asteroids, and there are things coming in and out of our atmosphere that are totally top secret. And so I guess the limits, my friend, it's where the limits of the imagination are in terms of what NASA's up to.
Okay. I hear the music.
Okay. Did you want to make a couple other points about NASA real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay, Doug, we'll be back in just a few, and I guess it's going to be our last segment. So, Doug, we'll try to keep it brief here when we come back, and we'll finish up on these thoughts on NASA, which I think more people ought to be talking about. They've got space weapons up there. They might be planning to use on us later on.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
mean, it's not just NASA, it's HARP, and it's not just HARP. It's the other programs out there we don't know about. And so it's everything, everything and anything. Anything's possible in this crazy, crazy world. And so we're going to go back to Doug for a couple minutes. This is the last segment, Doug. Someone else will cover some other things, but go ahead.
Okay, I was a bit distracted, and so I threw out the NASA deal, which I think it's just a puzzle for anyone to, you know, try to put their brain around. You know, I think one answer, and I think the only answer to get America back and kind of fast track manufacturing and the industrial capacity that we once had, that we once did have, is tariffs. Institute tariffs where it's, you know, make it cheaper for companies to not offshore operations and sell out to, 60 cent a day workers in foreign, countries and whatnot. And institute tariffs where, you know, maybe a Toyota cost $80,000. So then someone's going to buy a Chrysler, you know, or a Ford.
Yeah, exactly. Tariffs, this is nothing new. Even Ross Perot was talking about this. People have been talking about these issues for years, but I think it's too late for this economy, sir, to turn things around. I think most of us agree on that one, at least some of the listeners. And so, yeah, we ought to be going in steps like that, but our government's not going in steps like that. Everything that's doing is showing us that they're actively trying to destroy this economy to make way for something else. And so I guess we have to try to institute policies as much as we can on the local level, and a lot of the tariff stuff definitely deals with, well, we're definitely moving closer towards the North American Union. And so things on that end will get, with free trade, worse. We have to figure out what we can do on the local level. And so for some people, that's a local currency. But I think things are getting so bad that, shoot, I don't know whether we're going to be able to stop that at this point. The North American Union agenda, there are more meetings happening now. Do you have any – are you following that right now?
I follow it enough.
Well, I heard there was some meeting recently, and I haven't looked at every story because there's so many things going on. And but there are some advancements I hear that are taking place.
I agree with you because, I mean, we're on the phone here, and you know, some of us, you know, we have a job enough, you know, to have an internet connection and a phone. I don't think it's ever too late to reinstitute tariffs. And, you know, the rebut to that is, well, who's going to sell, you know, the steel to, you know, build, you know, manufacturing houses and whatnot? Well, the Chi-Coms are still going to sell the steel, but to institute tariffs and make it basically impossible to buy other stuff, you know, people might call that isolationist. I call that who cares. I think that's...
Well, I'm not against what you're suggesting. I just think we ought to apply our energy where, you know, we think we ought to apply it. There's probably some things I'm interested in seeing some things implemented that you haven't thought of that I'm making suggestions on. So it's not a matter of you just being about one thing that we do. It's hard to say. Well, with the amount of money the trade deficit with China, you know, it's not like we're going to be able to just institute stuff on other countries that we owe money to. And so the situation is very complicated to see something like that. And again, we're in debt to these countries by design on purpose. They want us to be this far in debt. And it looks like China pretty much is controlling more and more parts of our Congress. So I don't see how that's going to happen. We don't even have the people that stand for us in office anymore. And with no political capital, how the hell are we supposed to get our people in at this point?
There's two answers to the question, and I disagree with answer one, which has been presented prior, which is just cancel the debt. I mean, that's going to cause World War III. But tariffs are fair. They're within the law. And I think we tariff the heck out of things and stop subsidizing American farmers to not grow and tariff the heck out of stuff coming up from Mexico and get our farmers and get the manufacturing base back going in America. I mean, I think that's the only answer to do it fair and square.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll be able to do some of those things in the future. You're certainly much more optimistic than I, and I see cities with all hell breaking loose in the near future. So hopefully you are right, I am wrong, and we have enough time to make political differences in this country. Well, God help us all. I do not see a bright, relaxing future where tariffs is the most concerning thing on our minds is getting food in our stomach. I swear to God, I think that's our biggest concern in the near future.
Well, I mean, you know, food at what price? I mean, if we don't boost it anymore, I mean, we import it from Mexico and they, you know, take dumps on the broccoli and the spinach that we get. I mean, why subsidize farmers to not grow? I mean, get rid of that whole program and tariff anything that's imported in the country, and I think that will jumpstart the economy.
If we're able to do that, and I think you should try to get that going and try to get people to think about those issues too. So you call into my show, and that's good. Call into some of the others. Call into the Glenn Beck show and try to call him on some of that BS. He's actually calling for a sales tax, if you haven't heard. But have you ever tried to get through to his show and get him to talk about the North American Union and some of the stuff?
That guy makes me gag.
Yeah, I bet you don't have the patience to wait on the line for 45 minutes. I tried to call Lars Larson last week because a neocon in my neighborhood. And I had to hang up the phone.
I don't have the phone minutes. I don't have the phone minutes nor the fortitude in my stomach to do so. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say one thing real fast on behalf of the chat room and whatnot. A little bit of curiosity how people get banned from the chat room.
Well, sure, and I mean, some I people, I ban everybody in the chat room that just comes out and just starts attacking me. And so anyone that does that, I go ahead and do that. Now, the sad thing is, this has no relevance to half the people listening right now that aren't even in the chat room, because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about on the air. But basically, there's a lot of people out there that just like to create infighting, and if that happens in the chat room, and people are extremely insulting, that's why they get banned. And then I have people texting me profane things I won't repeat on the air. That's not, people can go ahead and disrespect, but I don't come and do it on their doorstep or that chat, their chat room. So I reserve the right to expect a little bit of respect, and it's kind of like one of those things, sir. If you don't like what you hear on the radio or what you like or see in a chat room, turn the channel or go to another URL. Does that answer your question?
So I'm not being argumentative. I just, you
it's
know,
it's a free country.
I'm in and around the chat room. I'm in and around the chat rooms, and
I answered your question. Did I answer your question? When people are unreasonably rude,
you absolutely did.
They attack you and they IM you, F you. I want to put this up. Your, you know what? I think that's calls for ban for a chat room. If you expect a little bit of respect from the people that come in your chat room. Does that or does that not answer the question? I'm trying to get an answer.
It does answer the question.
Okay. I mean, is that wrong? Do you see that that's wrong, that I should just allow people to come in and attack me and try to divert my attention? Is that wrong? Because those are the people that ban from the chat room.
I frequent the chat rooms, and people ask me, you know, if you give an opportunity, would you ask the question? So I just ask, you know, how do people get banned?
Okay, and have you ever asked them to grow a set? Have you ever asked them to grow a set and call in themselves instead of put it on Doug in Oklahoma?
Well, no, I mean, they obviously, you know, there's a bunch of cowards in the chat room that talk smack. There's no question about that.
And I think it's my problem for even paying attention to it. And even letting you and I argue about this. I got to let you go, Doug, only because we're out of time in 30 seconds. I'm not trying to be a jerk to you or across the Zami. I just don't understand why. Where's the love in these chat rooms? That's why some people don't come back to my chat room. Because they're like, Alex, you have no control over your own thing. You let anybody say anything and they attack the hell out of you. And they got to do it about 100 times before I say ban. And I'm sorry to the rest of you that really didn't want to hear us talk about this. You would have rather heard some news. But, yeah, I guess the caller and everybody got their answer. I also realized the more you talk about people that attack you, the more they attack you. So we also try not to give them any attention. Unfortunately, from the attention we gave them in that last 15 minutes, I could expect all types of IMs for the next couple of weeks. It's going to take a couple weeks of the silent treatment to get that to go down. Folks, we'll be back. Let's get back to reality next week. AlexCancer.com is the website. Take care and have a good weekend. It's probably going to be better than mine.